It's another edition of the Kevin and Casey podcast. Love having you along here. Kevin Hilly along with Casey Cloak.
Yes, hello.
And we'd love to hear from you, by the way. Phone number, we have our own hotline, 856-318-9873. I'm not going to give you a reason to call. You just
call.
come up with a reason. Okay. You can also email us, Kevin and Casey at kevinhilly.com. We're also in the wedding season, by the way.
Oh, yes,
of course.
We are.
In fact, June. Yeah, I'm telling you.
I think the number one month, I believe, for weddings.
Depending on when you're hearing this, I am on vacation as you listen, okay? Back east to a family wedding. And yeah, and this let me tell you, Casey, this wedding we're going to,
mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. It's like 3 days. I hope they're not listening to this because they're going to think I'm making fun.
Them?
I'm not. Carol, Dave, I'm not making fun, but I think it's fabulous that you do this. Right? But it's like 3 days. It's like the Charles and Di
wedding. Oh, I see.
Wedding,
yeah,
okay?
The whole full-fledged weekend.
Yeah.
Full weekend event.
Exactly.
How fun.
I half expect to see like the Budweiser Clydesdales come through or something. But they came up with a list of the top wedding registry items.
Oh, okay.
The things that people most ask
for.
Okay. And number one on the list, and I have to admit, I'd never heard of this before, but maybe you have, the KitchenAid Artisan Series 5 Quart Tilt Head Stand Mixer.
Well, the KitchenAid mixer is pretty popular.
It
has been for many, many decades.
Big honking thing. It goes for about $220. And here's what I want to know, though. Why are most wedding registry items, like kitchen items, why do people do kitchen mostly?
Well, it's better than a vacuum. No. You know, honestly, I think the trend, well, it used to be a big trend back when people didn't necessarily live together beforehand,
right.
And so I completely understand that. Now, you know, when Charlie and I registered, I already had a kitchen kitchen
right.
set. You know, I didn't need anything in the kitchen. I think we more or less just, you know, asked for money and
but see, people, here's the thing. I mean, people cook less than
that
they used
true.
To.
That is true.
So, and I know it feels good to have a fully equipped kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, so here are some of the other things. OXO Good Grips stainless steel measuring cups. It's
a set
of four measuring cups, okay?
Oh, gosh.
Pyrex multicolored lids, a Cuisinart four-slice toaster.
Toaster's important.
Toaster's pretty sweet.
They are. Yeah, they're pretty important.
And here, this one, I have no idea what it is, but I don't even know how you chip it. The Ninja Kitchen System.
Oh, that's the blender.
Is that a blender?
Yeah, it's an amazing blender.
That's a big thing.
And that is very popular. That is.
Really?
I'm surprised that actually wasn't closer to number one.
You want to know what's funny is my son gives my wife, for her birthday, he always gives her, it's become a tradition now.
Okay.
He gives her, for Mother's Day or her birthday, a kitchen item.
Oh,
it's like she just got a new can opener, which maybe
I'm not judging.
Most people would be like insulted by that. But now, see, if I gave my wife a can opener, it would be a problem. But
yes,
if you get it from your
son, it's different when it comes from the children. That's right. That's right.
And you know, maybe he could be like, "Well, see, I'm complimenting your kitchen skills or whatever.
That's right.
I want to make sure you have the very best stuff to work with." But he's giving her like these really expensive pots and pans.
Oh, that's you can never have too many pots and pans.
I guess. Yeah. So that. But some of the other things on this, for instance, the Dutch oven, Le Croissant. I know I'm saying it wrong. Le Croissant, signature Dutch oven.
You got me chuckling at Dutch oven.
Dutch oven. We're both thinking the same thing.
I know what you were implying.
Somebody listening
to
this is going to be like, "What's so funny about Dutch oven?" I should explain.
Just Google it.
No. Because if they Google it, I don't know.
True.
I don't want to be
That's
responsible
yeah,
for what
know.
Else they find.
You're very right.
Okay,
very right.
here's
don't
Dutch oven. Here's what Dutch oven. I can't believe I'm explaining this. Okay, Dutch oven is like, when you're both in bed, and one of you, generally it's the guy, okay, just kind of releases his share of gas, okay, and then suddenly pull the blanket over both of you so that the fumes linger.
Oh, it's so wrong.
It's called,
so, men that are listening, that is wrong.
My wife
so
hates
wrong.
It when I do it.
Oh, yeah.
I think
everybody would hate it.
Dutch oven. She goes, "Stop that." I'm just sharing more about me, about us, and I'm going to be in trouble for
your
that.
Your poor wife.
I'm telling you. But anyway, so Dutch oven is very popular.
Different Dutch oven.
The Vitamix Professional Series 750. What's a Vitamix? Sounds like a blender.
Yeah, I thought that was a blender also. But I'm not sure.
Then there are other things too. I mean, like not just kitchen. You know, they say 8 to 12 5-piece flatware sets for the dining room. Cake and knife server.
See, I got a lot of those dessert pieces, like the cake stand, and there was a lot of fancy stuff that we got for our wedding, and I can tell you they're still in the box.
See, that's what they are. Honestly, okay, this is going to sound really crass, but I'm telling you, know what people want more than anything?
It's money.
Money!
I'm telling you, money. Oh, yeah.
We're giving money at this wedding we're going to?
That's perfect.
A whole lot of money,
that's
by the way.
The right way to do it. They're going to love
you.
They don't have to return anything. You're going to save them a trip. And you know what? If they've got a honeymoon,
right.
That is what we were looking for, to help with the honeymoon, because you might decide to do a certain excursion that you didn't have planned, and that money will come in handy.
I have to tell you, one of the happy, and you know, again, my wife and I were celebrating our 30th wedding anniversary now.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. If you're listening to this, June 10th, okay, that's when I have such happy memories of 30 years ago. Go after the wedding, we were sitting on the bed counting money.
Yes,
we had all the money spread out. We felt like who's the guy from Monopoly?
Oh,
money bags, whatever his name is.
Yes.
That's what it felt like. I'm telling you, it was like J. Paul Getty sitting there with all this money. You know, I was like, woohoo, we're tossing it around.
But anyway, it goes a lot further than anything else.
So whatever, but I don't think there's usually a place on a registry for money.
No, there's not. I think a lot of times it was the parents calling us. You know, my parents or Charlie saying, hey, you know, Aunt so and so called. Is there anything in particular you want?
Money.
Yeah, tell her cash. We want the money.
You put it any way you want.
That's right.
But cash,
that's
yeah.
Right.
And you never have to keep the warranty with money.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's what's going on with wedding registries.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, so Kevin, you're on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you participate in the time hop memories that pop up on your feed?
I just did one.
Okay.
My pal Jay, who just passed away this past year.
One of the time hops
came up on there, and I was like, oh, look at this.
I love it.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah,
that's probably my favorite part of Facebook.
It's a good reminder.
Yeah, pulling it up of good times.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
That's usually the good times that are all tagged in that.
Let's hope.
This morning, mine popped up, and I don't remember how many years ago, three or four, well, I guess it's been four or five. I went to a Cher concert in St. Louis, Cher and Cyndi Lauper.
Oh my gosh.
How long ago was that? Well, like I said, it was Cher's last tour. So her last tour. Let me rephrase that.
She's been on the farewell tour for 20 years.
Right, right. So it was the farewell tour. And we went up to St. Louis. My friend Angie and I did. And we had such a blast. And her and I both worked together. So this was a last minute plan. We headed up to St. Louis. I think we got back to the lake, like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, and we both still had to work the next day, so it was horrible. But she tagged me in a lot of those pictures, so that all came up on my memory today, and I was what good times.
That is so cool.
And I started thinking about all the other concerts. You're a concert goer, because last year, didn't you,
we saw Paul McCartney when he was at Busch Stadium.
Yeah.
We went to Tulsa, Oklahoma 2 years ago to see Billy Joel.
Oh, that was amazing.
But it's funny you mentioned Cher, because I saw Cher, my wife and I, we went to see Cher in 2005, I think it was, in Columbia.
Oh, wow.
During what was then billed as her farewell tour.
Yeah, right.
So she's
right,
been
her
doing
first farewell
tour. For like
yeah.
at least 15
yeah,
years
yeah, exactly.
that I know. And she was amazing.
Yeah. Did she have the intricate costumes at each song?
She must have done 25 costume changes.
Yes.
But you know who opened for her?
Who?
The Village People.
Oh my gosh.
It
how
was
fun.
Awesome.
Well, she had Cyndi Lauper open for her. And I tell you what, and I love Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, yeah.
Girls just want to have fun.
Right.
Her voice, obviously, just like us all, has changed over the years. But I tell you what, she is quite the comedian.
Yeah.
She really had the entire stadium going. I mean, she was just very personable.
Yeah.
I didn't know what her personality was really like until we went to that concert. And, man, she was fun.
Well,
she really was.
Remember her in the Girls Just Want to Have Fun video.
Yes.
It was kooky video.
Yeah. With the curlers.
She was so good at that.
Oh, yeah.
The thing with Cher, now, where we were sitting, this was at the, I forget if the new Mizzou Arena was up or whether it was still the other arena. But anyway, we're sitting there and we were on the side. So it wasn't like we were facing stage directly.
Okay.
We were on the side. And Cher was being lowered.
Oh.
Well, we were able to see it before everybody else was.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, except that it kind of took away from some of the anticipation.
Yes,
all of a sudden, the curtain was going to open and here's Cher, you know?
Yes.
So we're kind of watching her lower on this.
It's wait kind of like seeing.
It. Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. I get that. We were, I mean, we didn't have the best seats by any means. It was way far away, up high, straight ahead, though, straight shot. Which
I know
great.
There's a concert going
right.
on down there.
Luckily, they have a huge jumbo screen so right. you can see it. But at the end, you know, she even, she was on a swing. And it pulled her around the stadium, and it was, oh my gosh, it was such
an
amazing
show. Oh my gosh, did she come close to you?
No, no, so not even that. Then. I mean, closer, you know, when you use a zoom on your camera, it made it look like you were really
then
close.
You see little, but, then right. the dot gets
it's
a little
all
bigger.
It's pixelated, yeah. Right, exactly. It was very pixelated in some
were,
of our pictures.
Were you up but, so high you could say, I could see my house from here?
Yeah, right, almost, almost, yes. But it was, you know, I over the years, I've been to some really incredible concerts. My first one, though, it's always funny, it's a joke. I don't think I was maybe 20 at the time. My first concert was actually Dora the Explorer live in concert, only because of my goddaughter.
That does not count as a concert.
Right,
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
It counts as perhaps a musical event
yeah,
of some kind.
Sure, sure. It's hey, it was Dora in
seriously,
concert.
Seriously, as long that, as you brought up, what was the first concert you were at? Do you
that,
remember?
That was the first. Well, okay, so aside
no,
from that.
No, I mean,
that,
even as a
was,
teenager or whatever.
No, that I didn't go to one until I was 20.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding. And I grew up in St. Louis, which is just now that yeah. I've gone, I've got over a dozen.
Did you
hear
the amphitheater? Nothing? You didn't?
No, now I've gone. So one of my favorites, aside from Cher, yeah. was Styx and Foreigner, and that was held at the Ozarks Amphitheater, and that
and,
was
and they
such
were all like
70
years
show.
Old then. When
yeah,
they were
you know,
doing
it was a great show. It yeah. really was. You know what else have I done? Big and Rich. So I'm okay. one of those. I don't have a particular preference on music style.
Right.
I will go from country to rock and roll to classics. You know, any of that. And it's so different seeing it in person versus right. you know just listening to it on the radio.
First concert I ever went to was at the time it was called Great Adventure, Six Flags.
Okay, yeah.
In New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Oh my goodness. How
and
fun.
I was probably, I don't know, I want to say 19, something like that.
How fun.
And I was just surrounded by these screams because at the time, you got to remember, Harry Casey and the
big.
Sunshine Band.
Yeah.
Oh, the girls
oh,
love
yeah.
her, right?
Oh, yeah.
All these screaming teenage girls around me. Yeah, I really hated it. 19-year-old guy.
Not
really,
a bad spot to be
really
in.
Hated
right.
Just an ocean of blonde.
Oh, that's
it was
funny.
It was
well,
great.
It made me, you know, even this morning when I saw that time hop, I'm like, gosh, you know, so, and I don't know what popped in my head. You know, one of the concerts I meant to hit up last year was Bob Seger. I really wanted to see
oh,
him.
Oh, yeah.
And scheduling, I think actually he was in St. Louis right about the time I was having Wesley. So there was no way I was going to go, you know, to a concert that pregnant.
Maybe they let you sit right up front.
Hey, you know what?
It's
I missed
like pregnant,
my opportunity.
Pregnant
dang
parking?
It. Yeah.
Pregnant
that would have been nice.
Right here. My biggest concert regret, I have to tell you, is Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, that would have been
I
awesome.
I wanted to see them.
I love Stevie.
And
oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
my
I don't
gosh.
Know that the five of them, I highly doubt the five of them will ever
exactly.
be together again.
No.
Because they were a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. and they were in St. Louis.
Yes.
Close, not that
yes.
far. And I just like, eh, I'll see them again. But then, of course, they fired Lindsey Buckingham.
Yeah, you just
from the band.
Don't miss those opportunities now,
because right.
I am kicking myself. And you don't know, like Brooks and Dunn. That's another one I wish I would have seen. And you know, maybe
well,
there'll be a comeback
still...
tour. No, no, they don't. They don't. They haven't done concerts.
No, no, no. But I mean, are they? They're not on the outs with each other.
I don't even know if they're producing anymore. Now that sounds. I don't. Mm. I'm not sure.
But they don't hate
way,
each other.
Not, no, they don't
that's
hate
what
each
I mean.
Other. I know that. No,
it isn't like
so
Brooks
maybe they'll
fired
have a comeback.
Dunn.
Right. No, maybe they'll have a comeback tour. But it's those. Groups that it's like, don't wait. Don't mm-hmm. say, I'll get it. I'll hit it next time. No, just do it. I
you
got
it. I
mean, now.
My, especially, you know, Paul McCartney was amazing.
Oh, I bet.
But the Billy Joel one in Tulsa, it's funny. Again, this happened a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw Billy Joel in Tulsa. Then we saw Paul McCartney in St. Louis. And they were, I don't know, maybe 4 months apart, the
sure.
concerts, right? But it was a destination trip for Billy Joel. We took the drive. We stayed at a hotel.
Yeah,
and it was
yeah.
just like, okay, we're going to do this for ourselves. And our kids were like, wow, Mom and Dad, you guys are like really living a life. You're going to concerts and everything.
Right.
I said, tell me about it, man. Mom and Dad are cool
that's
again.
That's right.
We're empty
that's
nesters, baby. We're taking
what
advantage.
That's what happened when you move out of the house and
that's
I have more
right.
money. That's
so,
right.
So stay out.
That's
okay?
right.
Because
yeah.
we have money now to burn on concerts.
There you, well, and speaking of the money, so yeah. that's it got me thinking, you know, I wonder how much, you know, some of the, because I did look up the Bob Seger tickets and I would have spent the good money for the good seats on that one. But it made me curious, you know, what is the most expensive concert ticket? So I did Google it because I was just curious. So
it's got to be like a Katy Perry or something.
No, Rolling Stones is number one,
really?
And they charged $624 per ticket.
Holy
yes,
crap.
And this was actually just 5 years after their band was in existence. So, I mean, can you imagine that you know,
that
a five-year-old
is...
band being able to get $624 per ticket? Now, the next one was One Direction, which that doesn't surprise me. You got the teeny boppers
and
everything.
How much are you going to pay for One
Direction? They were $420 per ticket.
No way!
Yeah, yeah. And then lastly, Maroon 5. That doesn't surprise me. Everybody loves Adam Levine, and that was $364. So I was just curious. I'm like, gosh, how much do people really pay?
Did I ever tell you my Rolling Stones story?
No.
Okay. This a friend of mine that I used to work with, huge Stones fan, love the Rolling Stones. Okay. He was at a concert once, and here's the thing. He said, and he did a meet and greet.
Okay. Oh, that'd be great.
The Rolling Stones meet and greets, he told me, is they have a rule. It's 12 people. Not more, not less. It's not 11.
Okay.
It's 12 people. Okay.
That's all that they'll meet?
Right.
Okay.
At a time.
Okay.
Like in a group.
Gotcha. Oh,
okay.
Sure.
So he said, here's the 12 people and they're standing there and Mick Jagger comes out. Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Keith Richards was last.
Okay.
He comes to one of the group that my friend was in was a woman who was pregnant.
Oh,
and
no.
Keith Richards comes up to her, shakes her hand. He goes, snuck one in, did you?
That's great. Oh, that is. That's good.
My favorite Rolling
There's
Stones.
There's 13.
There you go. She fooled us, mate. She fooled us. You know. Hey, you're not one of these people that likes chicken skin, do you? Like, you know, when you eat chicken, you eat the
you
skin.
You know, yes and no. It really
that
depends
like
on
a country
you.
Thing to me.
I won't eat a lot of it, but I'll take a little nibble. I will, but not
really?
Not lately. But, you know, as a kid, I loved it.
Is
I
it
mean,
supposed to be healthy for you?
I don't think so. I highly doubt it. I highly, highly doubt it.
There's people who like to, you know, they'll actually skip the meat and go right to this.
Oh, gosh.
Right to the skin. Well, KFC is going to start selling fried chicken skin.
Oh,
that just the skin. Various international locations are starting to sell bags of the skins. See, just that sounds gross
that
to me.
That does. And all I'm thinking
I'm sure
is,
they're making it look appealing.
Think of these clogged arteries and heart attack rates going to go up. All of that. Oh, that's horrible.
Know. They're not available in this country yet, but they, you know, again, if they're popular around the rest of the world. They'll bring chicken skins here.
Skin.
I don't know.
Like I said, I would have just a bite and then that's it for me. I mean,
I don't know. I've said years ago though that like McDonald's is on this mission to use every part of that darn chicken.
Oh,
man.
Don't ruin it for me. I still eat the chicken nuggets. Don't ruin it. Oh.
Come on, didn't you wonder what chicken nuggets were when you first
I don't. I don't want to know what's in a hot dog. I don't want to know what's
coming
in a chicken
coming up next
nugget.
From McDonald's, McBeak.
No. Oh, that's horrible.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Oh, I'm not loving it anymore.
Well, on that sordid note, We'd love to hear from you. The Kevin and Casey podcast, our hotline number. And by the way, your mom did not call.
Oh,
the last podcast, I invited your mom to call.
Maybe we might have lost a listener.
Your mom listening? Seriously.
You don't love me anymore.
Did your mom say she listens?
She did. I know she did, but I don't know if she listened to the last
Mrs.
one.
Okay, Mrs. Casey's mom. What is her name? Pat? Hey, Pat, come on. Do your old buddy Kevin a solid. Will you call our hotline? You don't even have to do what I said about giving me the
Casey.
Skinny on
Casey.
Just call up and say, oh, hi, it's Casey's mom. But that's
you
all
definitely
I need.
Don't know my mom. That
no,
not
I don't.
Like
I don't. But, that's all. But it's 856-318-9873.
And I got a topic. Yeah. Maybe call us and share your most memorable concert.
Ooh,
or your
first concert.
Concert you were at.
First
concert,
there you
most
go.
Memorable,
look,
something. We'd love to hear it.
Casey,
I mean, I thought
coming
it was a
to
fun
the rescue.
Conversation. Yeah.
I'd love to hear that. What was the first concert or the best concert you ever went to and why? Give us some details.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
was it?
Where?
Who was it? All
yeah.
that. Yeah, exactly. 856-318-9873. Or you can email us, but we prefer you call. But if you want to email, it's Kevin and Casey. That's letter K, letter C. Kevin and Casey at KevinHilly.com.
Give us a call.
There you go. And there you go. It's another exciting excursion into the Kevin and Casey podcast.
Take care for now.